Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, C6.
Wallet and Bobble Garage, C6 Wallet speaking. What's that? Yes, sir, we can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Mighty Nimrod, Skeezix goes duck hunting with Wilmer. And as far as Skeezix is concerned, that's just what he'll do from now on. Duck hunting with Wilmer. First, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. Time always ushers in the rush hour at Wallet and Bobble's Garage, and so at about 12:05, Wilmer says...
You take charge, Skeezix. I'm knocking off for lunch.
Well, this has been a busy noon hour for Skeezix. One customer departs and another comes right in.
My car ready now, Wallet?
Oh, Mr. Gregory, just about ready, sir. I haven't put the distributor cap back on. I thought you might want me to replace these points.
Points? What's wrong with them?
Well, I think I ought to put in new ones. These are just about shot, Mr. Gregory.
I reckon some other time will do just as well.
I wouldn't wait if I were you.
I'll chance it.
These might stop the engine any time.
I'll chance it.
Okay, you're the boss. But I wouldn't risk using these points. In fact, I put a new set of points in my own car just this morning, so I'd be sure when I go duck hunting tomorrow.
Going duck hunting, huh?
Yep.
You know the big marsh over toward Mount Slon? Try out there.
That's so?
Uh-huh. Go about a quarter of a mile beyond Jake Olson's place on the main highway. Turn right on the county road. Drive 500-600 yards to the marsh.
Uh-huh.
There's a little flatboat on the slough there. You can row out to one of the blinds. Plenty of ducks. Ought to get the limit in no time.
There you are, Mr. Gregory. Car's all ready.
Not many hunters up the big marsh this year. You'll get all the shooting the law allows.
I still wish you'd let me change those points.
Nope. I'll chance it. Keep in mind what I told you. Big marsh.
Yep. I'll chance it.
I'm back from lunch, Skeezix. House business.
Oh, it's slacked off now, Wilmer.
Hello, Skeezix.
Why, hello, Jessica. How are you today?
Just fine.
Well, whose cars are you working on?
My own.
Oh, I thought it looked familiar.
Well, did it break down, Skeezix?
No, I'm just getting it tuned up to go duck hunting tomorrow.
Duck hunting, huh?
Really, Skeezix, how exciting. Wilmer just loves to go hunting.
Do you, Wilmer? I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Oh, stop teasing, Wilmer. You know you're a wonderful hunter.
Well, what makes you think so?
You told me so yourself.
Yeah. Hadn't you better hurry along if you're going shopping?
You know, Skeezix, he was moose hunting once and shot a moose.
Really?
Jessica...
But wait. After Wilmer shot the moose, he spent a whole day following its tracks back to the place where it was born.
Golly, Jessica.
You should hear some of the stories he tells about hunting.
He doesn't want to hear about it.
What about the time you were deer hunting, Wilmer?
Well, what about it?
And you got into a hand-to-hand fight with a grizzly bear.
A hand-to-hand fight with a grizzly bear?
Oh, she's exaggerating. It was more of a foot race.
But you won. He just loves to hunt.
Golly, Wilmer, why don't you go duck hunting with me tomorrow?
Sure, Wilmer, go ahead. Why don't you?
I don't think I'd better.
But there's no reason why you shouldn't.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
I'll think of something. I don't have any boots.
So I'll borrow a pair for you from Uncle Avery.
Besides, I've hunted so much, it ain't much kick anymore.
But I'd sure like to have a really experienced hunter along.
Besides, it's been so long since I hunted, my trigger finger may have slowed up.
Oh, Wilmer, I wouldn't worry about that. Anybody who's won a gold medal for marksmanship... Like you did when you hit 999 clay pigeons out of 1,000?
Keep this up and I'll be a dead pigeon.
Just think of it, Wilmer. A wonderful, delicious wild duck dinner.
I can hardly wait.
I don't think I ought to go away and leave Jessica alone.
That's not what you say when you want to go bowling with the fellas.
Yeah.
Then it's all set. I'll pick you up at 5 tomorrow morning.
Back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the mighty Nimrod. Skeezix and Wilmer, you know, are on their way to hunt ducks at the big marsh. Wilmer seemed a little bored with the idea at first, but now that the expedition is underway, the true spirit of the huntsman is emerging.
There's the marsh, and there's the flatboat.
Boy, oh boy, Skeezix, I'm sure glad I let you talk me into this. I can't wait to draw a bead of blast away. Boy, oh boy, I can't wait to get out there.
Me too. All I hope is that I get some ducks.
Well, get ducks. You know something? We should have brought my trailer. We'll need it for all we're going to get.
Aw, Wilmer, we can't shoot that many. It's against the law, and the game warden would arrest us.
Game warden.
We can only shoot 4 apiece.
Only 4 ducks apiece?
Yes, that's the limit.
It certainly is. What's that?
Ducks. They're coming in over there.
Oh, boy! Well, don't sit there. Help me up. Oh, boy, how many did I get?
None. You shot too soon.
My trigger finger must be faster than I thought.
Here they come again.
How many?
None. You shot too late.
I'm not used to this gun.
Okay, Wilmer, now.
Just as I thought. Bad ammunition.
Gee, over half a day and no ducks.
The brakes were against us. I don't generally have such tough luck.
Golly, our wives will sure have the laugh on us.
Yeah, I never saw such dumb ducks. They kept flying past us.
Hey, what's this?
Huh?
Up ahead. Well, looks like a car stalled beside the road. The driver's flagging us down. Say, that looks like Mr. Gregory.
Hey there!
It is Mr. Gregory. I'll bet it's his distributor point.
Well, what makes you so sure?
Well, I told him yesterday he needed new ones. Hello, Mr. Gregory.
Well, Wallet, it's you.
And Bobble.
I don't know whether I'm glad to see you or sorry I have to admit you were right yesterday.
Well, that's all right. Let's see what we can do for you.
Okay, Skeezix, go to it.
So you did go hunting. How was it?
Oh, not good, not bad.
Any luck?
Yeah, lots of it. Of a sort.
I told Wallet yesterday there were plenty of birds in Big Marsh. Did you get any?
Oh, we got the birds all right.
How many?
More than our share.
You didn't take over the limit, did you? It's a game warden.
Game warden. No worries about the game warden.
I do. I'm the game warden. Let me see your hunting license, Bubble.
License? I don't have a license. I didn't know you had to have a license.
Anybody who's hunted as much as you have would know that.
Well, I haven't really been hunting so much. Only about a dozen times or less. Just a few times, really. In fact, this is the first time in my life I ever went hunting.
But those stories you told Jessica.
Oh, just amusing the girl.
What about you, Wallet? Have you a license?
Yes, sir. Here it is.
How many ducks did you two shoot?
Not one. We didn't get a single duck.
Oh. Well, he still doesn't have a license.
No, sir.
My car fixed?
Yes, sir.
All right, you two. Get in that car and follow me.
Now, why did he stop in front of this place?
I don't know.
Why didn't he take us straight to the cooler if that's where we have to go?
I don't know.
Leaves us sitting out here. Let's just drive off.
Shh, shh. Here he comes.
Well, boys, here's a present for you.
Ah, a present?
Sure, 4 ducks. Thought maybe you could use them.
You're not going to throw us in the cooler?
No, I just wanted to give you these ducks I had in the deep freeze. I sure wanted to thank you, Bobble, for Wallet, for fixing my car and getting it started.
Well, it was nothing.
Come in tomorrow and I'll replace those points.
I will. And as for you, you better get down to the city hall first thing in the morning and get a hunting license.
So help me, I will. And I'll never talk about my hunting ability again as long as I live. So help me.
If I'm around, I'll help you.
And just then, this bear came along and Skeezix jumped out of the fort.
Oh, Wilmer.
So there I was, Jessica, holding off the bear with one hand and holding Skeezix in the water with the other.
Oh.
And just then, the only flock of ducks we saw all day came home.
Oh, Wilmer.
So I slipped my foot out of my boot, and as they passed over the back of the boat where the gun was leaning, I pulled the trigger with my toe, and here's the only two ducks I got.
Oh, Wilmer, they're beauties. But they're frozen.
Yeah, well, they were flying pretty high, froze coming down. High altitude, you know.
And what's this? It's a tag of some sort.
A tag?
Yes, it says, raised at Jake Olson's duck farm.
Well, naturally, it says raised at Jake. What?
Wilmer, these are tame ducks.
Boy.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now a word from your Autolite dealer. Now a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
So you've just had your fortune told, Wilmer. What did Madame Zanata read in your palm?
Well, she said my line of fate shows I'm going to meet a man with a pug nose who'll bring me good fortune. But gosh, Skeezix, I'm worried.
What are you worried about? She predicted good fortune for you, didn't she?
Yeah, but after she read my palm, I noticed my ring was missing.